Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am very grateful to be with you on this 10th day of December 2022 as we take a look at the human. I'm very, very pleased that people are asking these questions. I'm not only pleased, I'm honored that they take the time to listen to my podcast. It's very kind of them. And more importantly than even all of that is the insight that one gains from realizing what it means to enter into the authentic. So we're going to work on this a little bit here today in our podcast. The question comes from Lawrence. He does not tell me where he lives. He just wrote me an email and said that he listens to our podcast here regularly. And he asks, how do I live with the human? How do I live with the human? And then he goes into the litany of what his human impulses him to do. And it's overwhelming and he can't keep track of it. He tries, but he can't keep track of all the craziness, or what I call the mischief, that the human puts upon him. And so that's kind of where we're at. Lawrence, first of all, I want to thank you for your question. It is intelligent and it is very kind. The kindness of it is you want to know. You want to know what's really going on and what it's really all about. And I totally get that. And that's really, really important. The first thing that he wants to know is why we have a human. That was the first thing he asked. So, Lawrence, the reason we have a humanness is because this is where our lifetimes have brought us. This is you and I in the process of birth and death. We are not visitors to this planet. We are incumbents of this planet. And we, in past lives, evidently did not do too much work upon ourselves or any at all. It has brought us to this stage where we are living once again in the cycle of birth and death and birth and death over and over and over again. And so to understand the human and why we got into this body and how we got into this body is, as you say, an important insight. But most people can't accept it because they're nihilistic. And they have adopted nihilism as a philosophy for their life. So when it comes down to really understanding what got us here and how we got here, people don't go there. They can't. Basically, they don't have the mental acuity to do it because they have restricted themselves to the human body. So how do I live with this human body is what you ask. And that is a part of the answer to this. You must understand how you got here and why you're here. You got here, I got here, we all got here because of the premise of the way we lived our life in a karma that created a karma and in a karma that brought us to this stage of life where we are susceptible to not only birth and death, but old age, sickness, and death. Obviously. And what we do with all of that is very important. It's an important part of our awakening. But we must awaken. If we don't awaken, if we never come to the place of spiritual awakening, then the cycle just goes on and on and on. And I have to decide, have I had enough? Now, you asked me if any of my students in your email have broken this bond of birth and death and the cycle and all of the other things that we just talked about here. No, they don't get it. They're heavily entrenched in the process of their emotionality. They don't know what to do with their lives, and they're not basically motivated to do anything with their life other than survive and have a few good times before they die. And then I think most of them like to adopt the philosophy of, shall we say, a spiritual awakening that I've given them. But it's not a philosophy. It's a life. It's a lifestyle. It's the way one lives. And I think a lot of them like to adopt that philosophy, but I think they're all nihilists. I do. And some of them, you know, being raised in traditional religion might have that in the background, too, of going to heaven or hell or whatever. But they would never tell me. They would never talk about that with me. But most of them are nihilistic. They don't know what happens, and they think, well, maybe you just fade to black or whatever. That's the way most people think. And because of that, that gives them a clear excuse to do whatever they want to do as they want to do it, without any sense of awakening on the inside, without any sense of learning what it means to look at life from another point of view, the point of view of, oh, maybe compassion and love, maybe accelerating life into something beyond the confines of our human body. So then you ask, how do I live with this human body? You live with it as a vehicle. It is what it is. And if the way I live with mine is this way, I take as good a care of it as I possibly can. And I've injured it, you know, playing football and all the stupid things I did in my youth. But I have passed over a lot of that pain now. And I'm living with it as though I am living with a petulant child. And that's the way I look at it. And there are many times it wants things that it I'm not going to give it. Those things might be food, or those things might be some gratification that it thinks it absolutely needs, things like that. And so I don't give it that. I am moderate in all of that, and I have learned moderation. And if you learn it in your life, you will come to see that your human body is what it is, an animal, and it runs off DNA and genetics. And if that isn't enough to make you, let's say, want to transcend, then you're going to go back into that cycle of birth and death. After you leave this body, you will go into another and another and another until it becomes clear to you somehow within you that you don't want to do this anymore with yourself. Your life will have a different kind of meaning, a different kind of gravitas, let's say. And if that is true, which it is, then you will start living differently here and now. You will not live from the confines of your body and your body's impulses to want you to do things, say things, squander your life in some kind of experience where you simply live for what you can get, what you can own, what you can have, what you can eat, for the biological sensations. You will go beyond all of that. You will start to live your life in the practice of restraint, moderation. You will live in the simplicity, solitude, and silence that I speak of so often with my students. And if you do that, which I'm sure you can, anyone can, it will require a great deal of focus and attention. You will have to break unconscious habits. I highly recommend, as I do with everyone, Lawrence, that if you are serious about this, you must read the book Behave by Robert Sapolsky. You must read, when you get a chance, Sapiens and Homo Deus. Those are two very important books by Havari. And if you can listen, read, and understand any of these books and what they are offering, you will realize, oh, I have to break this if I'm going to break, you know, the chain of one lifetime after another being the same old, same old, same old. I hope that helps you. It doesn't help many people because they believe in something other than this, and it's just too convenient not to face the truth. But if you can, much will happen, and I'd be happy to help you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your question. And please forgive me. Namaste.